Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the ninth video of the Old Testament Survey course. In the last section, we completed the introductory material on the Old Testament as a whole. In this section, we'll briefly introduce the first group of Old Testament books called the Pentateuch. Now, let's talk about the names of this group of books. In the last section, you learned that these books go by various names: Torah, the books of Moses, the Law, and the Pentateuch. The term Pentateuch is the Greek name for these books, and it is a combination of two Greek words. The word penta means five, as in pentagon and pentagram, and the word tukos means scroll. So the word Pentateuch means five scrolls, or five books, which makes sense as the title for these five books. And the word Torah is the Hebrew name for these books. Torah means official instruction, and this word is often translated law. But God's Torah is far more than just rules. It is a gracious word. It is instructions how to live and how to know God himself. We sometimes think of law as restrictive and strict, but the connotation of the word Torah is gracious guidance. And just a reminder of the history covered by the Pentateuch. These five books cover the first three historical epochs, the prehistory, patriarchs, and a large portion of the Exodus conquest. The first two epochs are covered in Genesis, and the other four books of the Pentateuch are about the time of the Exodus. And that means that for history, Genesis is a very important book, which covers a very large time period. And as such, it sets the historical tone for the rest of the Bible. And another reminder that the books of the Torah are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now let's talk about the authorship of the Pentateuch. Technically, the books are anonymous. They don't clearly state who wrote the books in their entireties. Traditionally, authorship of these books is ascribed to Moses. But there are some passages that seem to be written by someone else, such as the narrative of Moses' death and burial. Many people in the past century have argued that Moses did not really write the Torah at all, but most of their presuppositions and arguments have been proven to be faulty and coming from unwarranted skepticism. There are many reasons that suggest that Moses was the primary author of the Pentateuch, and the strongest reason is that the Bible itself points to Moses as the author. In the text of the Torah itself, there are many references to Moses writing large parts of what is now the Torah. And biblical tradition has always taught that Moses is the author. And that includes Jesus, who referred to these books by Moses' name. If it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Now, the bottom line is that the best explanation is that the bulk of these books came from Moses himself, possibly using earlier sources and traditions, and with the possibility of some later additions like the story of his death, and the final editing of these books that originated from Moses himself. If you want to pursue the authorship question further, your textbook has a detailed discussion. Now, the date of the writing of these books was most likely near the end of the Exodus, at the time of the events at the end of Deuteronomy. Even though some of the events described, like Genesis, happened hundreds or even thousands of years earlier, the Torah was written down by God's command at the time of the Exodus. And then the purpose for the original writing of the Torah was to give God's newly formed people a sense of their history, their identity, and their destiny, and their special calling as God's people. It was to give meaning to what God was doing in history for his people and what he was planning to do through them for all the world. The Torah was to be a permanent record of God's covenant with his nation and an abiding witness of what is required of God's people for all posterity beyond just the Exodus generation. And it was to be a permanent witness to all the world of God's great salvation and promise of blessing for the entire earth. So now let's review. The Pentateuch, also called the Torah, is the first five books of the Bible, covering the first three historical epics of the Old Testament, written by Moses at the time of the Exodus period, completed near the end of Moses' life, to give God's people gracious instructions from God how to live in relationship with Him, to give meaning to all of life with God as the center, and to serve as a permanent witness of God's revelation of these truths. This, then, is a brief overview of the first five books of Moses. These are the introductory ideas for these books, which we'll study next in this course. So in the next section, we'll start to look in much more detail at the first book of Genesis. Thanks for watching.